ABC News.
Well, what we do know so far, that we do know that the Ethiopian government has established a team which will conduct a forensic investigation to identify the victims and so as to, you know, let the families know. And, you know, it's quite a tragedy, absolutely. And, you know, our inbox has been flooded by, you know, messages of condolences. We had the president just recently send out a statement, you know, and some members of the opposition in South Africa.
There have been reports that the pilot did radio he was in trouble. Is that what you've been hearing as well?
Absolutely. So apparently he reported technical difficulties and he asked for clearance to return to Addis Ababa, but he was given the green light to return back. But a routine maintenance check of the plane didn't reveal any problems. This is according to, I think, the airline's CEO. It didn't reveal any problems. But and now, as it stands, they're going to launch a probe to look into the cause to determine the sort of technical error which may have occurred and causing this crash.
And I mentioned the similarities between this crash and the crash of a Lion Air jet last year. Are those similarities also being drawn at the moment?
Absolutely. I think that one killed, 189 people. And, you know, thousands of this aircraft, it's known as, I think, the workhorse of the skies, apparently, are quite prominent around the world. And we do know that Comair in South Africa just recently, I think, purchased a few of those jets in February. I just need clarity, a bit of clarity on that. So I'm still doing some digging. But did you know that we have purchased similar pieces of aircraft in the beginning of February? We're just going to need some clarity from the Civil Aviation Authority on that. Yes.
I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go on.
Absolutely. Well, you know, the flight initially, this very same flight that was actually just arrived from Johannesburg this morning from Johannesburg.
And I understand there were at least 30 nationalities on board, possibly more. Where was
35.
The plane? 35. Where was the plane flying to?
The plane was flying to Namibia, I believe. It was flying to Namibia. 35 nationalities, 32 of them, 32 of the passengers came from Kenya. Kenya is the most affected country in this tragedy. I think 18 were from Canada, 9 were from Ethiopia, 8 were from China, 8 Italy, 8 US, 7 from Britain, 7 from France, 6 from Egypt, 5 from the Netherlands, and 4 from India, 3 were from Russia. We even had a response from the Kremlin, also expressing condolences to the families of the victims. 2 were from Morocco, 2 were from Israel, and 1 from Belgium, 1 from Uganda, 1 from Yemen, 1 from Sudan, 1 from Mozambique, 1 from Togo, and 1 from Norway. That's so far what we know.
ABC News.